High school basketball is on the air.
They're going to do inside. That's Cannon Howes into the ball game now. Cannon rockets the ball to the near sideline, and Tino dribbles inside the free throw circle. Now to Sheehy for three. Shot good.
We begin each game day within the paint.
Ryan Kern, 200 pass out on top. There's Vinny Schmidt for three. Shot good. Vinny Schmidt was up wide open. There was not a guy around.
We turn things over to KHS Radio Sports Director Mike Will to get you set for tonight's game.
And good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHS at Minden, the beginning of the C29 Subdistrict Basketball Tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on Superior tonight. As we spent a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher, and coach sitting at 21-1 in the season, but obviously right for the postseason, I guess.
Yeah, we are. You know, you get to this point, and your kids have done what they needed to do during the regular season, put us in a good position, but that's really behind us now. And I talked to the kids about, you know, new season for everybody. You play it one game at a time, and don't look ahead, because that's when you get nipped or something this time of the year. So, you know, realistically, we've got to do a great job of being mentally focused for the next week, and that'll give us a chance in each one of these basketball games.
Number one seed, the number one ranking in Class C2. You got the bullseye in your chest, but that's nothing new to you guys.
Well, you're right, and I think that's from history of the school. You know, in basketball, we've had a nice 10-year run here where we've been one of the better teams in the area and better teams in the state. So our kids expected that at the beginning of the year. They've handled it extremely well with being humble and working hard every day and trying to get better. And, you know, that's realistically what we're trying to do, you know, trying to fine-tune a little bit here and there and, you know, see if we can put ourselves in position at the state tournament.
What's it take to advance during the postseason?
Well, I think you got to stay focused. You know, a lot of teams this time of the year are, you know, you kind of are what you are at this point. And if you, you know, think you're a little better than that, or you, you know, a lot of teams have played well in the last couple weeks. And, you know, this team, I think, has played really well in the last 2-3 weeks outside of, you know, playing a little bit sluggish at the first half last week. But other than that, we've responded and got ourselves ready for every contest. Once you get to this point in the season, if you're not ready, you know, somebody's going to nip you.
There's not a lot of things you haven't seen. So as far as preparation work, is more mentally than maybe a game planning against a particular team.
Well, it is. We talked a lot about tonight's basketball game. It's a lot about what we're going to bring to the table. You know, we're going to see probably a lot of zone. They have some nice players that, you know, if we do our job, we can slow them down offensively. And they aren't a big high-scoring basketball team anyway. But it's just the fact that, you know, we've got to bring our best defense and rebounding this time of the year. That's about the key to ingredient, I think, to winning a state championship, is playing great defense and rebounding. And we've done well on that end of the floor so far this year. But, you know, your kids got to bring that desire and want to advance to the next game.
We'll see a zone out of Superior here tonight, and the zone kind of caused us some problems last week at Centurion. Like you said, a sluggish first half against the Centurions. We did not attack the zone very well last week, did we?
No, and it's all about mental focus. I think you've got to know exactly, you know, where you can get your looks and when you get your looks, and you got to be relaxed. I mean, I told our kids, you can't go in and see those five guys standing in front of you and think you're going to have to beat them all. You got to move the ball at different angles, and you got to swing it side to side. You know, we talked about getting full rotations now, getting the ball on the baseline, flattening it out, and then trying to attack the backside of it. And if you are a little bit hesitant against a zone as a player within your mind, you don't do a very good job, you know, relaxing. And a lot of times, I think maybe, you know, when the game's tight and you're playing against a zone, you got to look to your main scorers. But we want all five guys relaxed and playing well.
Was that our problem last week? We were a little bit too hesitant against that thing?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, a lot of times it depends on if you make that first shot. You know, I think a lot of our times our kids think too much about the shot they just missed instead of the next one ahead and thinking about how they can get the ball inside. And, you know, finishing's a big thing. You know, we're going to face a fairly big kid tonight that you know, can block some shots and change your shots inside, and we got to do a better job of finishing, because against a zone, I think you just got to get that little bit of separation. And once you get separation, you put all the pressure on them to decide, okay, are we going to stay in this if it's a 7-11 point game, or are we going to get out of it maybe and play man-to-man? And you know, we've got shooters that can shoot the basketball. They've just got to be confident in their shot.
A lot better, I thought, in the second half against the Centurion last week.
Well, I think that started with the energy level. We, you know, came out and really played a lot harder on the defensive end, and you've got to get some runouts. You know, you got to get a quick rebound and get it down the floor, and maybe not face that zone every possession 5-on-5. And kids sometimes don't understand that until they get their motor going. And you know, we really had a nice 22-point lead there early fourth quarter, and I thought, you know, this is the way I envisioned the whole game going, but it all developed because of our mental attitude going into the second half.
It's a Superior tonight. We'll come back and talk about the Wildcats as our pregame show continues after this.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Eastern St. Cecilia boys basketball coach Kevin Asher at St. Cecilia and Superior here tonight in the semifinals of the sub-district basketball tournament in Minden. Superior, a team that is 6-15 in the season. They beat Franklin last night in the so-called bunny bracket game, 56-6. So they got it going their way last night and played pretty well against the Flyers.
Yeah, they did. I was fortunate to get over and watch that basketball game, and it you know, was theirs all from the start. They got off to a nice comfortable 20-0 lead, 33-0 at half, and you know, obviously Franklin was outmatched, and Superior did a nice job of coming in with their focus and putting them away early. You know, Superior's got a team that, you know, is got a couple players that if you're not careful, they'll go off on you. The Roberts kids can really score it inside, and you know, they've got a couple shooters on any given night can, you know, knock down shots. Don't know if they've played the competition level maybe that we have, but you know, that's all behind them now, and they're looking forward to playing us. We've got to get our kids ready to go and, you know, put the game away early and not let them hang around.
Roberts kid averaging 12 points per ball game, 8.6 rebounds per game, and he has blocked 57 shots so far this year. So maybe getting inside of him is going to be kind of tough tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a great job on the perimeter of pressuring their guards. You know, I do think we have some advantages there. And then our bigs, just make sure they're working their angles, you know, three-quarter side in the post and not allowing any easy touches. And he grabs a lot of second shots, and that's something you got to do is keep him off the boards. And, you know, if we can do a good job of that, and we're going to try to turn the game into a, you know, 84-foot game or whatever and make it up and down, I think we've got, you know, the athletes and the depth that'll kind of wear on them, especially since they had to play last night.
When you're a heavy favorite like that, naturally the start of the ball game is crucial, and get out and erase any doubt that you're going to be able to handle this thing tonight.
Yeah, it is. You know, you got to break a team's will. I mean, a lot of times in sports, you got to make sure you show up and deliver that first punch. Because I thought, you know, maybe at Centura, I told the kids, you know, I think they didn't have any fear in them. They played really loose, and they came out and delivered a punch, and we kind of stood around and decided, oh, okay, we'll play a second half. But tonight, you know, there's no tomorrow for this basketball team as far as I'm concerned. You got to come out and mentally be ready to go and convince the other team that there's no chance. And sometimes that's easily said than done, but I think if you got the athletes we've got and, you know, the team that we've showed all season long, I think it'll be there.
The two teams here, Sandy Creek and Donovan Trumbull, they play in our second ball game here tonight, and the winners will play on Thursday. But the next two teams, again, two teams that are very capable to cause some problems here in the sub-district.
Yeah, they are. You know, you look at this sub-district, and yes, we're the favorite, but those two teams, we played them each once during the regular season, and you know, kind of had a had our way with them, but you know, they're capable. They're going to come up with a game plan in one night. You know, that's a big ball game for them tonight, but Wednesday they'll go back and, you know, they'll try to figure out a way to slow us down a little bit from the last times we played. Very respectable programs. They've had a lot of success, especially at Donovan here in the last couple years, and they're not going to bow out easily depending on how this basketball game goes. But I could see either team winning it. That's the thing. And we don't have any chance to, you know, to sit here and just watch and then see who we play.
All right, good luck.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around. Sonic lineups in the play-by-play description coming up next. St. Cecilia and Superior tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to In the Paint on your Hastings link to high school sports, 1230 KHAS. Stay tuned. Tip-off is straight ahead.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank. The better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank mobile capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get mobile capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Tonight, it's the boys' turn to provide some fireworks as Platte River Radio gets set for sub-district basketball.
Kirkegaard, down to Grant Schmidt, to Brooks Asher, jump pass from the free throw line to Kirkegaard for three, shot, he banks one home.
As postseason play begins, each school has an opportunity to try and see if the Cinderella slipper fits.
Get to this point and your kids have done what they needed to do during the regular season, put us in a good position, but that's really behind us now. And I talked to the kids about, you know, new season for everybody. You play it one game at a time, and don't look ahead, because that's when you get nipped or something this time of the year.
This time of year, we dig deeper, defend tighter, leap higher, all to achieve something greater.
There you go again. Very quickly, fast break. Lechte all the way to the hoop. Having fun yet?
Yeah.
Timberwolves say, I can do it one better. Dillard says, nah, we got it.
It's sub-district basketball, and it starts right now.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden tonight. Boys sub-district basketball tournament action on 1230 KHAS. It's the C29 sub-district tournament. Hastings St. Cecilia getting set to take on Superior in game number one, followed by the Sandy Creek Cougars up against the Cardinals out of Donovan Trumbull. We'll have both games for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Our first ball game, Hastings St. Cecilia, ranked number one in Class C2, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. They're the number one seed here in the sub-district basketball tournament, coming in with a mark of 21 wins and one loss on the season. Superior, the number four seed here in the sub-district tournament. They took care of the number five seed last night, the Franklin Flyers, winning by a score of 56-6 in the ball game last night. Superior got out to a 30-0 halftime lead. They go on and maul Franklin in the opening round game here in the C29 sub-district basketball tournament by a score of 56-6. Franklin completes a season with no wins on the year. Superior coming in tonight with a mark of 6 wins and 15 losses. In addition to that win last night over Franklin, they have also beaten Lawrence Nelson twice during this season. They have beaten Franklin. They have beaten Blue Hill. That was back in the third game of the season. Beat them by the score of 46-39. And they started off the year with a win over Belleville of Kansas, 38-36. Superior, a team that's averaging 38.2 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 47.7 on the defensive end. Hastings St. Cecilia, they average 56.5 points per ball game on offense, give up 37 points per ball game on defense. They are 21-1 on the season. Early loss coming to Grand Island Central Catholic in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament. Since then, the Hawks have won 6 straight games, including a contest last Friday night over Centura by a score of 54-39. So St. Cecilia, obviously the heavy favorite in the basketball game here tonight, but we begin the postseason play, and the Hawks
they have the luxury of securing the wild card if they stumble somewhere in the sub-districts or the district championship ball game. They can still probably make it to the state tournament this year, but Kevin Asher not even bringing up the word of a wild card. The Hawks got stung by that last year. They're not even discussing that for the 2014-2015 season. We get into playing of the national anthem as we get sent for basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. So high school basketball action here tonight from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. Facing St. Cecilia getting set to take on Superior tonight in boys high school basketball coverage. On our network of stations tonight, we are out and about as far as other tournament action. On the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We're at the D6 tournament in Wood River tonight. Wilcox Hildreth getting set to tip off against Silver Lake. Heartland Lutheran against Giltner. On Classic, it's 98.9 KKPR tonight. The C-110 sub-district tournament. Minden playing Gothenburg right now, followed by Kearney Catholic and Cozad. We're here at the C-29 sub-district tournament with St. Cecilia and Superior, then Sandy Creek and Donovan Trumbull tonight. You also get Nebraska basketball tonight. The Nebraska women will take on Minnesota tonight at Pinnacle Bank Arena. You'll hear that game on ESPN 1550 KICS beginning at 7:45 tonight. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. K.O. Fromm will get a start for Superior, 5'8" and a sophomore. Tyler Blackstone is a 6-foot sophomore. Bryce Jurgensmeyer is a 6'4" and senior. We'll also see Ethan Roberts. He's their leading scorer, 6'5" and a junior. Then Caleb Isom, a 6'1" and senior. Hastings St. Cecilia will go with Dayton Seeley, the 6-foot junior. Derek Boyd, the 6'4" junior. Brooks Asher, 6'2" and a junior. Zachary Kitten, 6'5" and a junior. And Seth Kierkegaard, 6'2" and a junior. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. St. Cecilia will shoot to our basket to our left here in the first quarter of play. The Hawks dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Superior going to be in their red uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the whites. And Superior, as we expected, will start off in a 2-3 zone defense. St. Cecilia did not attack this very well against this Centura the other night, but there they get the ball inside and immediately draw the personal foul. They get it on inside to Boyd, and he's immediately fouled into play here by the Superior Wildcats. The first team foul in Superior, and obviously the first foul called on the man that picked up the foul. That's Ethan Roberts. That's his first. And a shot from the free throw line is going to be no good by Derek Boyd. St. Cecilia now hitting 59% from the free throw line this year, 54% from two-point territory, 34% from beyond the arc. Next shot is up there. It is good by Derek Boyd, so he hits one out of two. And the Blue Hawks go out on top by a score of 1-0 here in this basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia will now apply the pressure in backcourt. We'll see how Superior handles this. It's going to be a big part of the ball game here. They need to cut down on turnovers to stay in this basketball game here tonight. Superior with the ball. St. Cecilia attacking here on the perimeter. That's the Blackstone with the ball. They get it over there to Isom. His pass inside is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Boyd. That's the first turnover on Superior. The Hawks come back with the ball. Asher has got it now on the wing on the right side of Dayton Seeley. The Kierkegaard down in the corner left side. They get it down there to Zach Kitten. Brings it out to Kierkegaard. Now to Seeley. Back down in the corner to Asher. Back inside the lane. The shot's up there and in. Zach Kitten scores as he banks one home, and the Hawks are out on top by a score of 3-0 here in this basketball game. Seeley attacking here in backcourt. Craig Fromm trying to bring the ball up now for Superior. Races across the 10-second line. Fromm throws up a 15-footer. Shots off of the brim. No good. Rebound comes down to Kitten. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Kierkegaard. Now to Asher. Moves it down to the baseline. Back out to Seeley. Now to Kierkegaard. Over to Kitten. Free throw line extended left side. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Goes over to Asher. Dribble penetration. Jump pass outside to Kierkegaard. Down to the baseline to Boyd. His shot from 15. No good. Tip try. No good. Rebound is loose and is picked up by St. Cecilia. That's Seeley with the ball in the corner. Gets it to Kitten. Now to Asher. To Boyd. Back outside to Asher for three. Shot is up there. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Caleb Isom. 3-0 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. We're about a minute and 45 seconds into the ball game here tonight from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden, a C29 sub-district basketball tournament tonight with the number one ranked Hawks. There's the ball tipped into the backcourt, picked up here by Kitten, drives, shoots, and scores. A turnover there on the Superior. That's going to be their second of the ball game. St. Cecilia capitalizes with an easy field goal, and the Hawks are out on top by a score of 5-0 here in this basketball game. And now Superior wants to call a timeout. Superior calls a timeout early in this basketball game. This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. They're located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 462-4600. We'll have more after this.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight at 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. The Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia have scored the first 5 points of the basketball game. 5-0 is the score. We got 5 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the first quarter from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. The winner of this ball game will play the winner of the next game coming up between Sandy Creek and Donovan Trumbull. That will be on Thursday night, beginning at 7, another ball game you'll be able to hear right here on 1230 KHAS. Superior pounds the ball inside. That's Ethan Roberts with the ball. Roberts out to Isom out here in the three-point territory. Being knocked out here by Asher. Now we got an over and back violation. Isom was a trap down here. He was looking for somebody to throw it to, and K.O. Fromm came on, but he was in backcourt. That's going to be the third turnover now in Superior. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the ball back the other way. They've got a 5-0 lead here in this one. On the wing on the right side is going to be Asher. Bounce pass goes down on the baseline. Down there is going to be Kitten. Dribbles once. Comes out to Asher. Now between the circles again to Seeley. Over to Asher for three. Shot in and out. No good. Ball is rebounded on the weak side here by Kierkegaard. Sends it back out to the top of the key with the ball. There is a Dayton Seeley. Now to Asher. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. Takes it down on the baseline. And he tippy toes underneath the basket. And he steps out of bounds. A turnover here on Hastings St. Cecilia. That's going to be their first in the ball game. Into the contest now for a Superior is going to be Brent Boyles. Boyles comes in, a 5'11" senior for the Wildcats. 5-0 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the advantage here in this basketball game. Superior brings the ball, a long pass down the near sideline. They get the ball to Isom now. Isom brings it out into three-point territory, sends it to the far side to Boyles. Moves it down on the baseline, driving the baseline and losing the ball out of bounds. It was a K.O. Fromm. Turnover number four on Superior. It was the Wildcats last night to pitch the shutout in the first half of play against their bunny bracket opponent, the Franklin Flyers. They had a 30-0 lead over Franklin at halftime last night. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Seeley. It's going to be no good. The ball tipped down. It's going to be picked up here by Garrett Caldwell. He's into the ball game now for Superior. Caldwell gets the ball away to a Brent Boyles. Hustles into the forecourt. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Now circles around it to the right side as the ball was knocked loose. Comes out to a Blackstone, and now we got a traveling violation on Tyler Blackstone. 5 turnovers now in Superior. 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 5-0 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. The Hawks come in 21-1 on the season. Superior, they are 6-15. Here's St. Cecilia back with the ball. Kierkegaard in the lane. Can't do anything. Comes out to Seeley. He mishandles the ball as he picks her back up. Seeley sends it over on the
Wing on the right side to Asher. Entry pass to get it inside to Kitten. Spins in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tipped down. It's picked up here by K.O. Fromm. Fromm has got it now for Superior. Down the near sideline to a Caleb Bison. He cuts into the center of the floor, and the ball's going to be stripped away here by Seeley. Seeley comes back the other way. A driving layup is up and in. Dayton Seeley scores. That is a turnover number 6 already on the Superior Wildcats, and make it turnover number 7. Or is there a foul back here in backcourt? We got a personal foul called in backcourt. It's going to go on Seeley. He took the ball away for the apparent 7th turnover in this first quarter of play. But Seeley is also hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 1 on the Blue Hawks. 3:52 to play here in the first quarter. 7-0 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got to lead over Superior. Tyler Blackstone has got the ball here in backcourt. Blackstone brings things up now against the Grant Schmidt, who's into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. There's a Caleb Isom with the ball. Isom down to Boyles. Takes the ball down on the baseline on the right side. His pass out to the free throw line is intercepted. Intercepted by Asher. Asher gets the ball to Tino. Back to Asher. Back outside the ring to a Grant Schmidt. To Kitten. Down to Boyd. His shot for 3. No good. Rebound comes out of Isom. Isom has got it now for Superior. Back the other way to a Brett Boyles. His long-range jumper is up there. No good from the corner. Rebound comes down to Asher of Hastings St. Cecilia. Asher with the ball comes over here to Grant Schmidt. Dribble penetration in the lane. Jump pass goes to the right wing. That's Alex Tino with the ball. Superior is still in this 2-3 zone defense. We're 5 minutes into the ballgame. 7-0 is the score. St. Cecilia with a lead. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Grant Schmidt. And the rebound comes down to Cale Fromm. Hawks not shooting the ball real good here in the first quarter. As we get this C2-9 sub-district basketball tournament underway. Brent Boyles now to Isom. Downtown. Three-pointer. Good. Caleb Isom throws up a 3 from the right wing, the deep right wing. That's now a 5-3 basketball game with 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here's Alex Tino with the ball. On the wing on the right side comes to Grant Schmidt. Now over here to Asher. His shot for 3 is good. Asher scoring there on a 3-pointer from the left wing. That's his first field goal of the ball game, and the Hawks go out on top now. 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Here's Caleb Isom with the ball. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings St. Cecilia. Back the other way. It's going to be Boyd with the ball, and he's going to be hit on the play, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Superior. So it's a 10-3 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead with 2:08 to play. The personal foul went on Brent Boyles. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 2 called in Superior. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it in to Grant Schmidt right underneath the basket, and he is fouled in the play. Schmidt came in and got the inbounds pass right underneath the basket there, and he's going to be fouled in the play by Caleb Isom of Superior. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 4, team foul number 3 on the Cats. Going to the free throw line is going to be Grant Schmidt for Hastings St. Cecilia. He's a 53% foul shooter on the season, and his first shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So the Blue Hawks off and rolling here during the postseason. A 10-3 lead over Superior, a matchup of number 1 and number 4 here as far as the seedings are concerned in the C2-9 sub-district basketball tournament. Next shot is up there, no good, but the ball poked out here as he picked up by Alex Tino. So St. Cecilia keeps the ball alive. The Hawks will have another chance here. Grant Schmidt has got it. The Dayton Seeley comes over to Tino on the wing. On the left side, back out to Dayton Seeley. Right side of the wing to Grant Schmidt to Seeley. Back down in the left corner now. Alex Tino as they work against this zone defense. Tino brings it up high on the block. Cross-court pass goes to the far side to Seeley. Down in the corner. Picked up there by Schermeyer of Superior. There's a pass in the lane. His shot is up there by Tino. No good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Seeley. His shot is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Superior's Ethan Roberts. And the foul is going to be called in backcourt on Deaton Seeley. Seeley picks up his second personal foul. Out of the scores table, checking in is going to be Seth Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard comes in. Dayton Seeley checks out. 1:32 to play here in the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Superior. The score is 10-3. Hawks applying pressure here in backcourt. Cale Fromm has got the ball. Races it to the 10-second line. Goes to the far sideline to Brent Boyles. Boyles picked up there by Hunter Fisher, who's into the ball game now. He takes off, drives the ball down the lane, and a bank shot is up and in. Boyles took it right to the hole, and he banks one in for the Superior Wildcats, and it's now a 10-5 ball game. St. Cecilia with a lead. Hawks have the ball. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected by Isom.
That's going to be turnover number two on Hastings St. Cecilia here in the ball game. There's a pass, though. It's going to be intercepted right back by Alex Tino. Tino grabs it, shoots, and scores. Alex Tino on a driving layup scores. That's eight turnovers for Superior in the first quarter alone. 12-5 is the score now. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here in boys high school basketball from the C29 sub-district tournament. Caleb Bison with the ball here on the near sideline. The Hawks stay with their man-to-man defense. The pass comes out on top. The Boyles entry pass to the free throw line, and a foul is going to be called. Trying to get the ball to Ethan Roberts, and he's going to be fouled into play here by St. Cecilia. So a personal foul on the Hawks. That's going to be their third. The foul goes on Blaine Boyd, who just checked in there for St. Cecilia. Here comes the front liner's back in there now. As Kitten comes back in, Asher is going to come back in. Also, Derek Boyd comes back in now for head coach Kevin Asher with 39 seconds to play. Here's Isom with the ball down on the baseline. Isom tries to shovel the ball across the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Boyd as they get the ball now to Kierkegaard as he runs her back the other way. Stops inside the free throw circle. Off to Derek Boyd. Now to Kierkegaard to Tino. Now down in the corner to Asher. Brings it back to Alex Tino. Hawks will probably play for the final shot here with 18 seconds left. In the opening quarter, St. Cecilia with a 12-5 lead over Superior. There's Asher with the ball. Now to Tino on the wing. Comes out to Kierkegaard. Now to Asher on the right wing. Asher brings it back to Kierkegaard. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Kitten grabs the rebound. Dribbles. Now puts up a little 10-footer. Shot good. Zach Kitten with the offensive board and a putback. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead after one. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Superior 5.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care, and I think that that's just continued on.
I think the Common Core that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball presented by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters located in Hastings. We're in Minden tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Superior as we start the second quarter. 14-5 is the score. Cats have been plagued by turnovers. 9 turnovers here in the first quarter. There's a pass into the lane. It's going to be up and in. Ethan Roberts scores right in front of the hole there for Superior. Roberts is the leading scorer. He's averaging 12 points and 8.6 rebounds per game. He gets his first field goal here to make it a 14-7 ball game in favor of St. Cecilia. Hawks have got the ball back the other way now. Alex Tino, skip pass comes over to Asher in the left corner. Asher dribbles to the lane, throws it to the far sideline now to Tino. Shot good. Tino for three. Alex Tino now with 5 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia onto a 10-point lead for the first time tonight. 17-7 is the score with 7 minutes and 16 seconds to play until halftime. There's a Garrett Caldwell with the ball. He sends it to the far sideline and throws the ball out of bounds, trying to get it to Tyler Blackstone. They weren't on the same page. And for the 10th time tonight, Superior gives the Hawks a free pass here. A turnover on Superior, and St. Cecilia will now walk the ball into their offensive zone here. A minute into the second quarter, St. Cecilia with a 10-point lead, 17-7. Entry pass, they get it to Boyd. He spins. His shot is up there, no good. They have been partially deflected there by Ethan Roberts, and the ball is brought out of there by a Superior. Running back the other way, this is Bryce Juergensmeyer with the ball now. Juergensmeyer has it tipped away from behind. Coming from the blind side was Kierkegaard, and he grabs the ball. The 11th turnover on Superior. Tino has got the ball. Now to Kierkegaard. Over to Asher. Wide open for three. Shot good. Brooks Asher nails his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6, and St. Cecilia is out on top by a score of 20-7 here in the ball game. Here's Bryce Juergensmeyer with the ball. Comes to the near sideline. Now brings it back to the center of the floor and throws it to the far sideline. It's going to be too far out of bounds. Trying to get it to Garrett Caldwell over there on the left sideline. He threw it too far. Caldwell couldn't grab it. It goes sailing near the nickel seats. Turnover number 12 on Superior. 20-7. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead in boys high school basketball in his C29 sub-district basketball tournament. Winner plays again on Thursday night at 7 o'clock against either Sandy Creek or Donovan Trumbull. Another ball game you'll be able to hear on 1230 KHIS. Here's Dayton Seeley with the ball for St. Cecilia. Moves it down in the corner. That's a Zach Kitten with it. Skip pass comes from the near side. It's going to be thrown over the head of Alex Tino and into the Superior bench. Three turnovers for Hastings St. Cecilia in the ball game. Superior's got 12. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here in boys high school basketball. The score is 20-7. We're 2 minutes into the second quarter now. Cale Fromm has got the ball for his Superiors. He comes into the offensive zone down to a Blackstone. Here's Isom on the high left side, picked up by Asher. Isom behind his screen. Isom moves it to the top of the key. Now dumps the ball inside. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Roberts. Rebound Roberts. Follow shot, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Kitten of Hastings St. Cecilia. Kitten now to Asher. Hustles into the forecourt to Zach Kitten. Now left side, Dayton Seeley. Entry pass deflected away, but Zach Kitten picks her back up. Out to Seeley. Now to Tino. Right side to Asher. Inside to get it to Boyd. Puts it up there right-handed. His shot no good. Rebound to Roberts. He had it tipped away. It's picked up by Kitten. His shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Isom. Isom has got the ball now for Superior. Gets into the hands of Fromm. 20-7. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. There's a pass to Blackstone on the high post to Ethan Roberts. Hands the ball away now to Blackstone. Dribbles to the free throw line over to the left side. A shot is up there and in. That's Cale Fromm. Fromm scoring one there for Superior. A long two-point field goal. And now we've got a warning on Superior. Somebody touched the ball when it came through the net. So the official is coming over to mark that down on the scorebook. 5:04 to play in the second quarter. 20-9 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Superior here tonight. Superior stays hunkered down in this 2-3 zone defense. Hawks attacking. Here's a Dayton Seeley with the ball. Seeley now to Tino. To Asher. Entry pass to Kitten. His shot's going to be blocked down and the foul is going to be called. That's going to go on Roberts. Ethan Roberts picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Superior here in this first half of play. And St. Cecilia will go to the free throw line. This is Zach Kitten going to the stripe. Getting a 64% foul shooter in the season. He's got 3 field goals so far. 6 points in this ball game. Zach Kitten eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. It's no good. St. Cecilia now 1 out of 5 on free throws here in this basketball game. If there's a kink in the armor for St. Cecilia, it would be just that free throw shooting. They got their average up to 59%, but it's been in the 50s most of the season. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Zach Kitten. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia will be Schmidt. Schmidt comes in. Kitten will come to the bench. 4:51 to play. 21-7 now. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Superior. Tyler Blackstone with the ball. Double teamed here in backcourt. Gets it to Brent Boyles. He streaks it back the other way. Now to Fromm. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Throws up a shot over Kierkegaard. No good. Long rebound. It's going to be tipped into the backcourt. Kierkegaard picks it up. Kierkegaard drives, shoots, and he's hammered on the play as he goes tumbling out of bounds underneath the basket. And Kierkegaard to go to the free throw line. He was mauled on the play there by Tyler Blackstone of Superior. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 in the Cats. And now Seth Kierkegaard to the free throw line for St. Cecilia. He's a 62% foul shooter. And his first one is up there and in. Kierkegaard averaging 5.6 points per ball game. Here's the Hawks, a 22-9 lead now over Superior. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Kierkegaard. Nails a couple of free throws, and St. Cecilia with their biggest lead of the ball game at 23-9. They continue to apply some pressure here in backcourt. Here comes Brent Boyles across the 10-second line, drives it down the left side of the lane. The shot's going to be blocked from behind by Boyd. Ball is picked up here by Kierkegaard into the forecourt, now to Asher. Out to Kierkegaard on the wing. Entry pass to get it to Grant Schmidt. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Grant Schmidt scores for St. Cecilia. That's his first field goal. And the Hawks are out on top by a score of 25-9. They've outscored Superior 11-4 so far here in the second quarter of play. As we approach the four-minute mark, here's a Cale Fromm with the ball. Nearly had it ripped out of there. Fromm out of Blackstone. The Roberts on the high post inside the free throw circle. Squares around against Boyd. Throws it down to Fromm and a short left baseline entry pass to the fingertips of Isom, but it's picked up by Roberts down in the corner. Ethan Roberts with the ball in the deep right corner. Goes up there to Boyles. Now back outside the ring to Blackstone. His shot for 3 is no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's Grant Schmidt with the ball. Grant runs her back the other way. The Hawks with a 25-9 lead. There's Asher dribbling from the right corner toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's good and a charging foul. Going to go on Asher. Asher runs over Ethan Roberts, picks up the charging foul. The basket does not count. So Brooks picks up his first personal foul. Officially turnover number 4 on St. Cecilia in the first half of play. St. Cecilia's got the lead by a score of 25-9, and now we've got a timeout. Superior. Superior calls a timeout, brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Crozier Park Pharmacy be the first place you think of for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings, call 462-4600. We'll have more after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS from the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Blue Hawks have the lead over Superior after 1-14-5. St. Cecilia has now outscored the Superior Wildcats 11-4 here in the second quarter. And St. Cecilia's got a 25-9 lead here in the semifinals of the C29 Subdistrict Basketball Tournament at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. 3 minutes and 33 seconds to play until halftime. Here's K.O. Fromm with the ball now for Superior. Dribbles behind his back as he works here against Farmer, who's into the ballgame now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Now we got a traveling violation on Superior. Traveling violation here on the Cats. So Grant Farmer is now into the ballgame for Hastings St. Cecilia, seeing some early playing time with the Hawks comfortably ahead. Farmer's got the ball in the wing on the left side, comes out between the circles. The Kierkegaard, now the right wing, a shot put up there by Asher is no good. Rebound comes down to Roberts. Ethan Roberts has got the ball now for Superior to K.O. Fromm. 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter, 25-9. St. Cecilia's got the lead, driving down the lane. A shot is up there, it's going to be no good by Boyles. Rebound comes down to Schmidt, and a foul is going to be called on Boyles. Brent kind of gets into the back of Grant Schmidt. Picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 6 on Superior. Non-shooting situation, so St. Cecilia will come back the other direction. On the wing on the right side, that's going to be Asher with the ball to Kierkegaard, to Farmer. Entry pass to get it inside to Kitten. He dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Gets the ball to Farmer. Now to Kierkegaard, to a Grant Farmer. Skip pass goes over to Kierkegaard on the wing on the right side. Kierkegaard moves to his left on the dribble, sends it down in the corner to Zach Kitten. Out of Kierkegaard, running one-hander down the lane, too strong, no good. Roberts with the rebound. Ethan Roberts with the rebound for Superior after Brent Boyles. Boyles hustles into the forecourt, down the left sideline, down in the corner. That's Blackstone with the ball. Blackstone dribbling with it against Kierkegaard. Now picks up the dribble, he's in trouble. Blackstone throws it out here to a Kale Fromm. Fromm out here in three-point territory. He uses up his dribble, entry pass to get it to Roberts. Two-handed pass to the far sideline to Boyles. Takes a three-pointer and hits it. Grant Boyles hits a three-pointer there for Superior, and it's 25-12. And now St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. The Hawks want to call a timeout with a minute and 58 seconds to play. The timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. We'll come back with more after this.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
Get the night's sleep you deserve and save during the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct. Experience the Simmons Beauty Sleep Bureau Top, now only $3.99 for the queen size set. The Beauty Rest Recharge offers the firm support you prefer, now only $4.99 in the queen set. Up to 24 months special financing subject to credit approval. Hurry to the Presidential Savings Event at Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic in Hastings and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Board update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located just south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings, or online at FurnitureDirectHastings.net. D26 tonight at halftime. Wilcox Hildreth is out on top of Silver Lake by a score of 35-14. Action from that sub-district tournament is on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. You see in boys basketball action, C15 tonight. After the first quarter, we've got Bishop Newman out on top of Ashland Greenwood. The score is 15-9. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here over Superior. Late in the second quarter, it's 25-12. Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct on South Burlington and Hastings. Hawks have the ball following the timeout from head coach Kevin Asher.
Farmer, skip pass goes to the far side to Asher, to Grant Schmidt, to Kierkegaard, down the left wing, and that's a Farmer with the ball. Farmer sets for three, fires it up there. The shot's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. Farmer grabs the ball. Keeps it alive here for the Hawks. Now to Asher, to Kierkegaard, to Brooks Asher, now to Farmer again. Left side of the lane. Cross-court pass goes over to Kierkegaard as they work his zone defense side to side. Here's a pass to Grant Schmidt. They get it over here to Farmer on the left side. Farmer's got the ball again. Entry pass to the inside to Kitt, and he spins one way, then the other. Puts up a shot and scores. So Zach Kitten scores. He's now got four field goals and 8 points here in the basketball game. 27-12 is the score. St. Cecilia has got the lead. Here's Isom with the ball now for Superior. Comes out in the three-point territory to Blackstone. They get it inside. There's a shot up there by Roberts up and in. Ethan Roberts scores there for Superior. That's his second field goal. 27-14. There's a pass inside to Grant Schmidt against Roberts. Now kicks it out to Kierkegaard. A shot for three. Good. Seth Kierkegaard knocks down a three-pointer from the right wing. That's a 30-14 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here over Superior. Driving for the hole is going to be a Blackstone. And dishes back outside. A three-pointer is put up there. And by Brent Boyles. He's knocked down a couple of threes in this ball game. He's got 8 points, and Superior is only down by 10 points here at halftime. They're not there yet. 13 seconds to play, and the Hawks have the ball. Asher has got it to the right sideline now. Kierkegaard out to Farmer. Now to Kierkegaard. Drives it down on the baseline. Nearly tied up in the play. Back out to Farmer for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. So the Superior fans cheering on their troops here. They're actually down by... They're going to double-check the score now. They had 30-20 up there. Now it's back to 30-17 as we got to the officials down here and the coaches for Superior checking the score. That's going to be the score at half here at halftime. So we've reached the break. Boys High School basketball, Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Superior. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 30, Superior 17. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
Yep, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy. Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment. Without moving at all.
Oh, yeah.
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here today on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here at the halftime break. The score is 30-17. The Hawks led 14-5 after the first quarter. Again, they've got the lead here at halftime on a score of 30-17, but Superior a little bit of momentum there at the end of the second quarter. They're down by just 13 points here at the break. Our scoring numbers at halftime brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. Find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, general merchandise, and more. They're located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings. Shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. Zach Kitten leading the scoring for Hastings St. Cecilia here in the first half. He's got four field goals, and he is one out of two from the free throw line.
He has got 9 points in the basketball game. Other scorers are Brooks Asher. He's got a couple of three-pointers. He's got 6 points. Seth Kierkegaard, he has got a three-pointer, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 5. Alex Tino has got a 3 and a 2. He has got 5 points in the ball game. Grant Schmidt has got a field goal for 2. He's 0 for 2 from the line, 2 points in the ball game. And Deaton Seeley has knocked down a 2-point field goal for his only points in the contest. Hastings St. Cecilia, 4 out of 8 from the free throw line in the first half of play, unofficially 4 turnovers in the basketball game. Superior, they've got 8 turnovers here in the first 2 quarters. They have not yet gotten to the free throw line. Their leading scorer so far has been Brent Boyles. He's knocked down a couple of 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal. Boyles has got 8 points in the ball game. He's only been averaging 3.4 the entire season, but he's knocked down 8 points in the first half for the Cats. Their other scorers, we've got to Ethan Roberts. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points. We've got to Caleb Isom with a 3-pointer. He's got 3 points. And Cale Fromm, he's got a field goal and 2 points for Superior. So Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over the Superior Wildcats here at halftime. The score is 30-17. Our halftime number is brought to you by the Food Cupboard of Hastings. They're located at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street. Shop at the Food Cupboard and save big today. We'll have more at halftime. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The Food Cupboard is the smart shopper's first choice. Food Cupboard is open from 9 to 6 Monday through Saturday across from Good Samaritan Village. Stop in today and find huge discounts on groceries, health and beauty products, cleaning supplies, pet supplies, and general merchandise. At the Food Cupboard, it's the same stuff at half the cost. Food Cupboard now accepts EBT, debit, and credit cards. Located in the old Honda shop at the intersection of Highway 6 and D Street in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you too, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball coverage tonight brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. Our second game tonight is going to pit a couple of area teams. We'll have the Sandy Creek Cougars and the Cardinals out of Donovan Trumbull matching up in our second game of two tonight. Sandy Creek coming in, a record of 10 wins and 14 losses on the season. Donovan is at 7 wins and 13 losses. They met once during the regular season. It was Donovan Trumbull beating Sandy Creek early by a score of 62-47. So those two teams will meet in our second ball game. Then the two winners will play for the sub-district championship coming up on Thursday night, right back here in Minden with a starting time at 7 o'clock in a contest you'll be able to hear on 1230 KHIS. Tomorrow night, we'll have GPAC conference basketball for you. We'll head to Sioux City tomorrow. We'll bring you the Hastings College men. They are taking on Morningside tomorrow. That's a matchup of the number 1-seeded Morningside Mustangs and the number 8-seeded Hastings College Broncos. We'll have the action for you from the Alley Gymnasium in Sioux City, 7:45 for the pregame show. Tip-off will be at 8 o'clock. The Hastings College women will play tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. They'll be at home to take on Doan in the opening round game of the women's side of the bracket in the GPAC tournament. Then on Thursday, again, we'll have the action right back here in Minden with a championship game from the C29 sub-district tournament. Pre-game show will be at 6:45 with a tip-off at 7 o'clock. Get you some scores here at halftime, brought to you by Furniture Direct of Hastings, located just south of the Sonic Drive-In, or online at furnituredirecthastings.net. Of course, here in this one, Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Superior. The score is 30-17. Some other scores around the area. Wahoo Newman is out on top of Ashland Greenwood. They're at halftime in their sub-district basketball game. The score is 42-20. Of course, Wahoo Newman, one of the top-rated teams in Class C2 throughout the season, and they've got the lead. A score of 42-20 over Ashland Greenwood in their opening round game here tonight. Also, we have a score in from Wood River tonight. Wilcox Hildreth is out on top of Silver Lake at halftime. The score is 35-14. The game's from Wood River tonight, being heard on the Breeze, KOYQ 94.5. We've got the second half coming up here from C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Superior Wildcats by 13 points. It's Hastings St. Cecilia 30 and Superior 17. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods. Save! Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
1230 KHAS.
Our play is back in the second half. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Superior. The score is 30-17. The Hawks will have the opening possession here in this second half of play. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. There's a feed inside to Boyd. He spins toward the baseline. His shot is no good. Gets his own rebound. His shot no good. He gets his own rebound again. Sends it out to Kierkegaard. Now to Asher for three. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound Boyd, and he's going to be fouled into play. Brent Boyles picks up the personal foul for Superior. That's going to be his third. Team foul number one on the Cats here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it to Asher. It's has to be blocked down. Asher picks her back up. Sends it out here to Boyd in 3 points in a toy. Out to Kierkegaard. Now to Seeley as they come across the top. Seeley brings it back to Kierkegaard on the right wing. Entry pass to Boyd. He goes for the basket. His shot is up there at the end. Derek Boyd scoring there. That's his first field goal of the ball game. He's now got 3 points. And it's a 32-17 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here in the third quarter. Cale Fromm has got the ball now for the Superior Wildcats down the right sideline. Stops about 25 feet away from the basket. Fromm looking. This throws the pass in the way. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Boyd. That's turnover number 14 on Superior. Boyd comes back to Dayton Seeley. Back out to Kierkegaard. Kierkegaard swings it right side to Asher. Inside now to Boyd. Tries to put a move on Roberts. His shot is up there and in. Derek Boyd gets the field goal again for St. Cecilia. It's now a 34-17 ball game. The Hawks have doubled the score on Superior here in the third quarter. There's a Cale Fromm with the ball. Entry pass going to be poked away again by St. Cecilia. Trying to get the ball in the high post to Roberts. And the Hawks come down with it. 15 turnovers on the Wildcats. There's a pass deflected away. Picked up on the far sideline to Dayton Seeley. Out to Kierkegaard. Swings it right side to Asher. Down on the right baseline to a Derek Boyd. Jump pass opposite corner. Is Seeley inside down a Kitten. Puts Roberts in the air. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Nice move to the hole there by Zach Kitten. He has got 11 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading down by a score of 36-17. They have scored their first three field goals here in the second half of play against the Superior Wildcats. Boyles off of the short left baseline. It's going to be no good. Battling for the ball on the weak side. Isom and Asher. And Asher's going to be hit with a personal foul. Brooks Asher picks up his second personal. It's going to be team foul number one on the Hawks here in the second half of play. Here comes Garrett Caldwell into the ball game now for Superior. Going out is going to be Ethan Roberts. So Superior will play things in. Baseline left side. Isom gets it in. Out here to Blackstone. They come across the top. Now to Fromm. Dribbles it down the left side of the lane. It's not going to be no good. The ball is loose on the baseline. It's saved. Isom had it. He lost it. Caldwell picks it up. He rolls it out here in the three-point territory to Blackstone. His shot is no good, but he is fouled out here in three-point territory by Kitten. Zach Kitten picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number two on the Hawks. And that's going to send Tyler Blackstone to the free throw line now for Superior for three shots. These will be the first free throws that they have shot all night long. Did not get an opportunity in the first half. And they missed this one. Blackstone will have a couple of more. Superior is a team hitting 51% of their free throws so far this year. Blackstone, one of the better foul shooters, though, at 67% here for the Cats. They'll have a couple more free throws. His next one is up there. It's good. He'll get one more as he was mauled in the active shooting there by Asher. End of the ball game for St. Cecilia will be Schmidt. Going out will be Boyd. 5:42 to play in the third. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Superior. The score is 36-18. Tyler Blackstone will have one more. In and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to Grant Schmidt. Schmidt gets the ball away to Asher down the right sideline with a right-handed dribble. Now to Dayton Seeley to Kierkegaard on the far side. Now to Asher again in the center of the floor. Superior stays hunkered down in this zone defense. Kitten has got it wide open now to Grant Schmidt, and his shot is up and in. Nice pass by Zach Kitten. Grant Schmidt gets the field goal right underneath the hoop. He's got 4 points in the ball game, and the Hawks are out on top now by 20. It is 38-18. Here comes Brent Boyles with the ball. He has it slapped out of his hands here by Seeley right at the 10-second line. Into the ball game now is going to be Bryce Juergensmeyer for Superior. Juergensmeyer will come in for the Cats with 5:13 to play here in the third quarter, 38-18. St. Cecilia with a lead. Here's a Kale Fromm with it out here in 3-point territory, picked up by Kierkegaard. Fromm gets away, dribbles to the elbow. The ball is poked away, picked up by Isom, and now he's going to be called for the over and back violation. The ball was poked away, then Isom came back. He grabs the ball right at the 10-second line, and when it was his back foot just stepped across the line as he tried to gain his balance there, and it's an over and back violation called on Superior. So he's seeing St. Cecilia. He's got the ball now with 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter, leading by 20, 38-18. Here's Asher with the ball on the near sideline. Out to Dayton Seeley, forces the ball down low. It's going to be knocked away from Grant Schmidt out of bounds. Schmidt had a couple of cats hanging all over him down here just to the left of the basket. He lost the ball out of bounds, but it was chipped out by Superior. So St. Cecilia will play things in to get it to the corner to Zach Kitten. Now to Boyd, to Asher, down in the right corner. Kierkegaard fakes the three, tries to drive the baseline, and he is knocked down on the play. Bryce Juergensmeyer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Cats here in the check that team foul number two on Superior here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia plays things in. Schmidt to Seeley, back down on the baseline to Kitten. Drive, shoots, and scores. Zach Kitten now with 13 points in the ballgame. It's 40-18. H.C. St. Cecilia with the lead, so the Hawks applying themselves. Much better third quarter we saw in the first two quarters here for St. Cecilia in this ballgame. There's a Juergensmeyer with the ball. Juergensmeyer comes out between the circles again to Isom. Isom behind his screen, moves on the dribble down the right side of the lane. The ball is poked away again. The scramble is on, and St. Cecilia comes up with the ball. Dayton Seeley has got it now to Kitten. He drives, shoots, and scores, and he's fouled to play. Zach Kitten gets another field goal, and now he'll go to the free throw line to try to attack on one more. Kitten with 15 points in the ball game. He's got six already here in the third quarter to play. So Kitten will go to the free throw line to try to add one more point to the scoreboard here. It's now a 42-18 score. The personal foul is going to be called on Juergensmeyer. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on the Wildcats here in the third quarter. Zach Kitten to the free throw line. One out of two from the stripe so far tonight. 64% for the season. As Zach Kitten will toe the mark here for the Hawks. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. St. Cecilia just 4 out of 8 on free throws in the first half. Now Kitten checks out. Coming into the ball game for St. Cecilia is going to be Derek Boyd. The score is now 43-18. Superior won last night in the bunny bracket game here over Franklin, winning by a score of 56-6. They led 30-0 at halftime. There's a shot from a free throw line. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, though. Comes down to Superior. They get it to a Juergensmeyer. His pass in lane is going to be intercepted. And then a traveling violation in the backcourt here on Grant Schmidt. 5 turnovers on St. Cecilia. It's now 18 against Superior here in the ball game. It's the 43-18 ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top with 3:53 to go. Superior will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Looking to get it in. They finally do. Juergensmeyer's got it here in 3-point territory. And an enforced turnover. A traveling violation is called on Juergensmeyer. So St. Cecilia will play things in on the far sideline. High school basketball tonight brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. in Hastings. Sealy for three. His shot's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound to Hunter Fisher, who's into the ballgame now. Fisher brings it out to Alex Tino. Tino to Dayton Sealy. Down on the baseline. Grant Schmidt. Entry pass to Boyd. Spins in a lane. Covered up. Throws up a shot. No good. The ball lost out of bounds. Off of the fingertips of Hunter Fisher. Out of bounds. Into the ballgame now for Superior is going to be Brent Boyles. Boyles comes in. Cale Fromm is going to check out. 3 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the third quarter. He's seeing St. Cecilia leading by a bunch as expected here over Superior, 43-18. Wildcats will play things in. Boyles on the far sideline, and then he's out of bounds. As they get the ball up to Bryce Juergensmeyer, he kind of lost his balance on the far sideline. He was forced out. He falls out of bounds. That's 20 turnovers on Superior. They've got 20 turnovers and 18 points on the board. Here's a Dayton Sealy with the ball. Now to Tino on the right wing as they continue to work against this Superior zone defense. Over to Dayton Sealy on the wing on the left side. Entry pass. Derek Boyd down to Sealy. To Grant Schmidt. Back out to Alex Tino at the top of the key. Tino sends it to Sealy on the left wing. Dribbles to his right. Gets it to Alex Tino. Now on the right wing. Grant Schmidt to Tino. Back to the left wing. Dayton Sealy has got the ball. Skip pass comes over to Tino. Finds a seam in the defense. Drives it. His shot no good. Tip try by Boyd is no good. Ball is loose. It's still loose. And Tino picks the ball up at the free throw line. Off to Dayton Sealy. Out to Tino again. To Grant Schmidt down on the baseline to Hunter Fisher. Skip pass comes over to Tino. On the wing on the left side. Down to Boyd. They're working down to the opposite corner on the right side to Sealy. His shot for three is no good. And the rebound comes down here to Juergensmeyer. So St. Jose with three shots of the hole there. They couldn't convert. There's a shot at the other end. It's up and in. That's going to be Ethan Roberts getting the field goal there for Superior. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. It's now 43-20. St. Cecilia with a lead with 2:15 to play in this contest. There's a Dayton Sealy. Sealy out to Tino. Tino holds it. Down to right wing. Grant Schmidt down to Boyd. Skip pass. Back out on top. Three-pointer by Tino. Good. Alex Tino now with 8 points in the ball game, and the Hawks are out on top by a score of 46-20. Under 2 minutes to play here in this third quarter from C.L. Jones Middle School. Here's Brent Boyles with the ball. He runs into Tino, sends it down on the short left baseline. His shot is up there by Shireman. No good. Tip try is no good. And the rebound comes down here to St. Cecilia, but a foul is going to be called in backcourt. It's going to go on Brent Boyles. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. So Boyles now with four, and it's going to be team foul number four on Superior here in the second half of play. A minute and 39 seconds to play. Boys High School basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We've got the second game of this sub-district tournament coming up right after this one tonight. It will pit Sandy Creek up against the Cardinals out of Donovan Trumbull. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHAS tonight. There's the inbounds pass. They get it into Fisher. Now to Tino. He pulls up, shoots a 12-footer. His shot's going to be no good. The ball is lost out of bounds. It's going to be St. Cecilia basketball. So the Hawks will play things in with a 1:26 left here in the third quarter. St. Cecilia looking for their 22nd win of the 2014-2015 season. Inbounds pass comes to Schmidt, and he lays it in. Grant Schmidt now has 6 points in the ball game for the Hawks. It's 48-20, St. Cecilia with a lead, and now a double dribble violation in backcourt on Brent Boyles. Boyles trying to bring the ball up against the pressure again of Hastings St. Cecilia, and he gets hit with a traveling violation. It's going to be St. Cecilia inbounding the ball in off of the far sideline. So Trey Asher is into the ball game now for the Hawks. He's going to inbound the ball to Alex Tino. Tino comes to the near sideline. That's going to be Brooks Asher with the ball. Alex Tino out here on the left wing. Back out to Trey Asher to Brooks. So the Brunners working out there at the guard position for the time being. Alex Tino to Trey Asher. Out between the circles, brings it over to Brooks on the wing on the right side as they work against this zone. Grant Schmidt over to Trey Asher, dribble penetration, stops in the lane, kicks it out to Alex Tino. Down in the right corner to Brooks for three, shot good. Brooks Asher with his third three-pointer in the ball game. He's got 9 points, and St. Cecilia leading now by 31 in this ball game. It's 51-20 after St. Cecilia led by just 13 at halftime. Superior has scored only 3 points here in the third quarter. They now scored 21-3. By St. Cecilia, and we're down to 30 seconds to play. There's a three-pointer put up there and in. Caleb Isom throws up the three. That's his second three-pointer of the ball game. It's now a 51-23 ball game. Hawks have the ball with 19 seconds to play here in this third period. Trey Asher with the ball on the wing on the right side. Entry pass. They get it to Boyd. Back outside to Tino for three. His shot's going to be short. No good. Ball comes to the near sideline. It's picked up there by Superior. Now to Isom with 3 seconds. They get it in the forecourt to Roberts. His shot from the corner is good. Does it count? Yes. Robertson unbalanced. He just throws it up there from the corner. It goes straight through the hole. Roberts knocks one down from the right corner for Superior. And nothing but smiles on the bench here for the Cats. 3 quarters in the books here tonight in boys high school basketball. The score after three, Hastings St. Cecilia 51 and Superior 26.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
51-26 is our score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Inbounds pass from Superior is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by the Hawks. And now having problems with the dribble is going to be Seely as he turns the ball away. That's a 6th turnover on St. Cecilia. Superior's got 22. 51-26 is the score. And now working in the lane, a traveling violation is going to be called on Eric Shiremeyer. That's going to be his third. Hastings St. Cecilia scored 31 points off of the Superior turnovers. A lot of them have been easy. 51-26 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Now we're in the fourth quarter of play. Here's Asher with the ball on the near sideline. Comes out to a Dayton Seely. Seely over to Kierkegaard. Back out to Seely. Now to Asher again on the wing. Entry pass to get it inside to Kitney. Spins, puts up their left hander. The shot's going to be no good. The ball tapped out by Boyd. Picked up by Kierkegaard. Now to Seely. To Asher on the high right side. Moves it down in the corner. That's Zach Kitten. Out to Asher. Dribble penetration. Down the lane. Skip pass goes down in the corner. That's going to be Kierkegaard for three. And his shot is up and in. Kierkegaard nails his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 8 points. St. Cecilia out on top. By the score of 54-26. You're in the semifinals of the C29 sub-district basketball tournament from Minden. There's a long-range three from several feet beyond the top of the three-point circle. It's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. An air ball thrown up there by K.O. Fromm of Superior, so it seems to say we'll play things in here in back courts. Next round opponent will be Thursday against either Donovan Trumbull or Sandy Creek. Those two teams will play our second ball game here tonight. We'll have the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, the feed goes inside to Kitten. Shot is up there and in. Zach Kitten with 18 points in the ball game. He's got 9 in each half. He's leading the way for the Hawks in scoring here tonight. It's now 56-26. St. Cecilia again leading by 30 points here in the ball game with 6:27 to play in the contest. Here's K.O. Fromm with the ball for Superior. Stomps out here in 3-point territory. Goes over to Isom. Isom now to Blackstone on the right sideline. Blackstone dribbles to the elbow. Dumps it down low. It's going to be tipped away from Roberts. And the ball is taken out of there by Hastings St. Cecilia. Here come the Hawks back the other way. Kitten hesitates. Drives it. Now he stops. And we got a foul called here. It's going to go on Isom. Caleb Isom picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 5 called on the Cats here in this second half of play. And in the ball game for Superior is going to be Garrett Caldwell. Caldwell comes in. Brent Boyles comes in. Isom's going to check out. And also Roberts. 56-26. St. Cecilia with the lead. There's a pass. It's going to be deflected out of bounds, and St. Cecilia will play things in. So 5:57 to play. Boys high school basketball action tonight. St. Cecilia got onto a 14-5 first quarter lead. They haven't trailed here in this contest tonight. There's a shot put up there and in by Asher. Asher scores off of the inbound coming down the lane. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. 58-26. There's another turnover on the far sideline. Picked up by St. Cecilia. Driving, shooting, and scoring is going to be Seely, and he's fouled in the play. Dayton Steele got the pick right at the 10-second line and took it right to the goal for the Hawks, and he is fouled into play. Now Steele will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. 60-26, St. Cecilia with the lead. Caldwell picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. So Dayton Steele to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes in the near corner. It's going to be grabbed here by Caldwell. We're in the fourth quarter here at C.L. Jones Middle School. It's been all St. Cecilia tonight, as expected. There's a Shire Meyer with the ball now right at the free throw line. Spins, puts up a shot. It's going to be around the rim. Falls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Kitten of St. Cecilia. Gets it away now to Kierkegaard. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be Derek Boyd with the ball. Boyd gets it out to Kierkegaard, down to Brooks Asher. There's Dayton Steele down in the corner to Kierkegaard. Entry pass to get it to Boyd. He is double teamed, wheels in the lane, puts up a shot and scores. Derek Boyd scores. That's his third field goal of the ball game. He's got 7 points. And St. Cecilia out on top now by a score of 62-26 as they're blowing the Wildcats out of their cage here tonight at C.L. Jones Middle School. There's a ball deflected away. It's picked up by Boyd in the corner. Boyd gets the ball away to a Dayton Steele into the forecourt. Pass down the floor. They get it down to Kitten. It shots up and in. Zach Kitten scores. He's got 20 in the ball game. That's now 64-26. St. Cecilia out on top. There's a pass. They get it away. Caldwell drives it down the lane. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Asher. He trots it back the other way for St. Cecilia. Jump pass goes over to Kitten. He brings it back to Boyd. His shot for three is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound being tapped around. It's going to be picked up here by Superior. Cats have the ball, running back the other way. Superior fires up a three-pointer. His shot is up there by Boyles. It's going to be no good. They try to save it from going out of bounds. They do, but it's right in the hands of Dayton Steele. Steele brings it back 2-on-2 to Asher. Shot good. Asher now with the 13 points in the ball game. We've got a timeout. We've got a timeout with 4 minutes and 4 seconds to play. The timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings, located at 405 East 14th Street. Call 462-4600. 4:03 to play in the ballgame. St. Cecilia leading by 40. The Hawks 66. And Superior 26.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all the other photos they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You might see some you like.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Hawks have the lead 66-26. Superior has got the ball. Now they have it knocked out of their hands, out of bounds down here on the near sideline. Superior will play things in. Coming up next, we've got Sandy Creek and Donovan Trumbull. Action scheduled to tip off at 7:30 tonight here at C.L. Jones Middle School in Minden. Might be a few minutes earlier than that, as the duration of this ball game is not going to take very long from here on out. There's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Caldwell. No good. Ball tapped out. Tino has got the ball for St. Cecilia. Tino runs it back the other way to Farmer, who's into the ball game now, to Grant Schmidt for three. Shot is up there and in. Grant Schmidt. A three ball here from the right wing. He's got 9 points in the ball game. It's now 69-26. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top here in this one. Blackstone has got the ball. Blackstone brings it back here to Jurgensmeyer. Cross-court pass goes out of bounds. It was chipped out there by Grant Schmidt of St. Cecilia. Trying to get the ball to Isom over there on the right wing. So Superior is going to end the season with a mark of 6 wins and 16 losses after this one tonight. St. Cecilia will move on. The Hawks will be 22-1, and they'll get sent for either Donovan Trumbull or Sandy Creek coming up on Thursday. There's a shot in the lane by Roberts up and in. Ethan Roberts now with 11 points in the ball game. It's 69-28. St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawks have the ball. Grant Schmidt, dribble penetration, jump pass out to Farmer, swings it right side to Tino, down on the baseline to Hunter Fisher. Back outside, that's Farmer with the ball. Farmer brings it to Grant Schmidt, down to the right sideline again to Tino. His Superior just stays hunkered down in this zone defense. They play it the entire way tonight. Hunter Fisher out to Farmer, now to Tino. Right side, they're on the baseline. That's going to be a Grant Schmidt. Bounce pass goes inside to Boyd. This is Blaine Boyd. His shot's no good. Blaine gets his own ball back, goes up, and his shot's going to be blocked down, but the foul is going to be called. Ethan Roberts is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his third. And that's going to send Blaine Boyd to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. Boyd is a 58% foul shooter in the season. He has not scored so far tonight. 7 out of 12 from the line this year. And his shot is up there, rims off, no good. Dwayne Boyd will get one more. We got the running clock now with a score at 69-28 here in the fourth quarter of play. So the clock is running with Blaine Boyd at the free throw line. His next shot is up there. It's going to be good. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia is going to be Trey Asher. Going out will be Grant Schmidt. So a pretty good performance here by Hastings St. Cecilia. Kept their minds on the business at hand, and they're destroying the Superior Wildcats as expected here tonight. The score is 70-28. With a minute and 18 seconds to play here on this one. There's a Kale Fromm with the ball. Fromm down to Boyles. Comes to the near sideline with the ball. There is going to be Jurgensmeyer. They get it to Isom. He lobs the ball inside. Roberts grabs it. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Boyd of St. Cecilia. Boyd now to Tino into the forecourt to Asher. He drives, shoots, and scores. Trey Asher scoring there for St. Cecilia. Under a minute to play now. It's 72-28. St. Cecilia with the lead here in the semifinals of the C29 Sub-District Basketball Tournament. Kale Fromm has got the ball. Bounce pass goes to Roberts. Out to Isom. Gives it back to Roberts. Powers his way toward the goal. His shot is up there, no good. He's going to be fouled in a play here by Blaine Boyd. That's going to be his second personal foul. Now Superior wants to call a quick timeout here, as they want to get some new folks into the ballgame with 35.5 seconds to play. Just a substitution timeout here. We're going to have some free throws coming up here for Superior with 35.5 seconds to play. Ethan Roberts to the free throw line. He's got 11 points in the ball game so far. This will be his first free throw. Superior's only shot three free throws all night long. They all came from Tyler Blackstone. There's a shot from the stripe. It's up there and in by Roberts. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. That's what he averages during the season. 72-29 is the score. Superior trailing here in the ball game. Ethan Roberts will have one more shot here for the Cats. Roberts will toe the mark. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Austin Esch with the ball down for the Hawks. The little birds are out there. The little Hawks are out there. There's a Trey Asher. Free throw line extended left side. Asher has got it. He dribbles out here. Gives it to Farmer. Down to Austin Esch here on the right side. 20 seconds to play. Bombs away. Three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Farmer, and the rebound comes down here to Roberts. Roberts has got it now for Superior to Blackstone as they come into the forecourt. Now to Jared Dressman, who's into the ball game. Dressman moves it down to the baseline. Gets it on the wing to Kirkhoff. His shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, Roberts. His shot, no good. And that's the end of the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia is going to win the contest here tonight over the Superior Wildcats, as expected here tonight. The Blue Hawks rolling to an easy victory over the Superior Wildcats in this C29 sub-district ball game as they win by a score of 72-29. So St. Cecilia, they improved 22 wins and one loss on the season. Superior, they will drop to 6-16. Their season is over, and the Hawks will move on. They'll play in the semifinals on Thursday night against either Sandy Creek or Donovan Trumbull. That ball